Okay, so we are recording now. And Dan, for starters, please state your name and your title.
Yes, my name is Dan Jawiski. I'm the plant manager here at Kansas City Assembly Plant.
And Dan, will you spell your last name for me just to make sure we get it correct?
Yes, it's Jowiski.
Now, Dan, it's been 2 years since a pretty huge announcement was made at the Ford Assembly Plant in Kansas City. Why don't you explain to me a little bit about what has happened at the plant since that announcement was made?
Okay, that's great. I would be glad to. When we first announced, we were going to invest over $1 billion here at the Kansas City Assembly Plant. At that time, we also announced a new product that we would be building here at the Kansas City Assembly Plant, and that's the new transit vehicle. It's a European implant for the North American market. On a flexible type of product. So since that time, we've heavily invested in our new stamping facility. That stamping facility is required for us to build the actual sheet metal or body panels for our new transit van. We have that press actually installed and in the preliminary phases of our pre-production tryouts. So we've actually produced 35 of our transit vehicles right now that we're using for testing. And all of the panels, the stampings that went to that vehicle, or most of them, actually came from our new stamping press. So 2 years ago, it was a soybean field, and today it's stamping out parts for the new transit van that we're currently building. In addition to that, we've totally transformed our body shop, which is the construction part of building a van. And then our new paint department and a new final assembly area. And in that new paint department, going to the body shop, in the body shop we're employing the latest technology for welding with our type of welding robots and a new type of welding scheme for our product. In the paint area, we've employed a Ford first of what we call eco scrubber technology, which is more energy efficient, reduces carbon dioxide, and reduces environmental impact for that. So it's a first for Ford. I think it's the third type of scrubber in North America, in all assembly plants within North America. In addition to that, we've got a state-of-the-art robotic system for spray paint applications within our facility. And we're doing that statically, which is another first for Ford Motor Company. And we're employing what we call a three-wet technology. Although not a first for Ford Motor Company, it is a more eco-friendly type of paint application that's still strong, durable, and provides the customer years of use. Moving on to the final assembly area, then, after body construction, paint, and then in final assembly, we have totally transformed what used to be the escape area, final assembly, into the transit final assembly, employing all of the new type of conveyance systems as well as all of the technology associated with final assembly, and really starting to move forward now with the early phases of the build, and most of our construction now, we're about 85% complete with all of our construction activities. We've added nearly 1 million square feet of manufacturing capacity or size, building size, to house our new transit along with our stamping plant. So a lot has gone on here in the past couple of years.
Yes, it has. That's pretty amazing. Now, an important thing to note about this expansion is it created a fair number of jobs, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We've actually had two things going on here in the past year. One of them was just our most recent announcement of adding another shift to our F-150 capacity. So beginning in June of this year, we began hiring 1,000 people for that, plus the initial bringing on of people and onboarding of people for the new transit. Going into next year, we'll add another 1,000 people beginning early January of next year. So we're hiring for the next 1,000 people that we'll be bringing on.
Great. That's really great for this area. Do you want to talk at all about, as I understand, the state government really, really wanted to see you guys stay here and keep production here and expand, and they helped you out a little bit financially, correct?
The state and the local communities were very instrumental in helping improve our manufacturing footprint. A lot of help within the State Department for training and education and bringing on all this new technology that we've had and the like. So, yes, it was truly a collaborative effort with the state to be able to help us grow here in Missouri.
Wonderful. And may I ask, are there any plans in the works right now to farther continue with all this progress?
We are certainly moving forward with, as I mentioned briefly, on the F-150 side, we've added capacity to the F-150 now. So it'll bring our manufacturing capacity on F-150s to up over 300,000 vehicles. So we've increased based on our current demand for F-150s, we've increased that capacity. And then, as I mentioned, we're just as we start ramping up the Transit, as we bring the Transit up, we'll be bringing on and begin our first production shift in the summer of next year. And then right behind that, we're going to be adding a second shift of capacity on that new Transit. So we'll be operating on two shifts of capacity in Transit and three crews of capacity in F-150. So by the end of next year, we will be manufacturing approximately 500,000 vehicles per year, or 500,000 vehicles per year, just coming out of the Kansas City Assembly Plant.
That is amazing. So, I guess I didn't even realize there was that much demand for cars out there.
Definitely. We've really grown. A typical assembly plant might be between 250,000 and 330 or 340,000. When you think about it, we're essentially two assembly plants under one roof, and just a huge manufacturing facility. Missouri, or the Kansas City Assembly Plant, it will be within Ford Motor Company, at least in North America, is the largest manufacturing facility Ford has, and it's here in Missouri.
That's awesome for Missouri. And I'm sorry, I should have asked this earlier. You mentioned how many jobs are being added. About how many people are employed total right now? Do you know off the top of your head?
Right now we have about 3,500, around approximately 3,500 people, and then another 1,000 that we'll be adding over the next year. So we'll be just a little shy of 5,000 people here in our family at the Kansas City Assembly Plant.
All right. Well, Dan, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything you think we should touch on that I haven't asked about?
Well, I mean, when I don't know if it's whether it's pertinent or not, but as we grow, so does the community, in the sense that our suppliers are also growing around us. So we're adding our supply base is adding people and jobs and to support this huge expansion we have here. In addition to that, we have with the Transit. The Transit has, because it's so versatile, the Transit has a lot of applications outside of even what we manufacture. And we have what we call upfitters that are coming to the area as well. And these upfitters will do things like to be able to convert the vehicle or add their packages to make, say, for example, ambulances or motor coaches or anything special that we might have for the customer may have need for. So on top of the jobs that we've added here directly at the Kansas City Assembly Plant, we're also adding jobs. You know, jobs are being added within the community to support this operation here. There's a roughly 9-to-1 ratio for every job that's added within an assembly plant. There's typically around 9 jobs of support that go in around an assembly plant, so to support that. So it's really a great story for the area, and it's a great story for Ford.
That's great. And may I ask, the people in the Liberty and Clay Como, they're pretty accepting and positive about this facility, correct?
Yeah, the community is. We really. have a good relationship with the community, and we're all working. A lot of the people and a lot of the families that that work at this facility work within a very close proximity of the area, so we are a great part of the community.
All right. Well, Dan, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it, Sarah.